Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. You know that I am very, very, very concerned about members of our community who have some special challenges. They've got some difficulties in some cases they need to get over. Sometimes it's members of the community that have some challenges and difficulties they need to get over or deal with as they interact with other members of our community. And we've got some special events coming up, some extra awareness of issues. We are thrilled to welcome Stacy Carr from VCU, and I don't want to ignore your title, PhD. This is a very important title. You've earned that, correct?
Thank you, yes.
Absolutely. So Dr. Stacy Carr and my buddy PJ Morrissey, which is, it's PJ Morrissey 2040, correct, is when you're running for president?
Yep, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, I've already voted twice. I'm from Philadelphia, so you got this one nailed. Of course, PJ is a great advocate for members of the community who have some extra challenges, some disabilities. His lovely sister Emily does these amazing bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. We've certainly spoken about that many, many times, and we'll talk more about it today. Stacy, since I've spoken with PJ before, you tell me a little bit. Why are we here? What do we need to know?
Well, we're here today to talk about autism, and okay. April is Autism Awareness Month. And so what we want to talk about is more than autism awareness, but
sure.
More as autism acceptance.
Okay.
Our community is doing a really nice job being aware, but we're really still having a problem including folks.
Right.
Based on their ability or challenges. And so what I really want to get out to the community is everybody's different.
Yep.
And everybody has strengths and areas of need.
Yeah.
And we need to be supportive of one another, regardless of what their disability is.
Yeah.
And so my background is in autism research. I've been in the field for over 25 years, and it's my passion.
Yeah.
So what I really strive to do is make sure that everyone's included in their community.
Okay.
And in their neighborhood schools, neighborhood restaurants, and making sure that's a very inclusive environment. Through the Autism Society, we're working hard to have autism-friendly businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So doing trainings, some support for businesses, so that they know when patrons come in who might have a family member with autism, how to best support them so they can be active members in that community.
So let's talk a little bit about where we are today as opposed to where we were 20 years ago, 30 years ago, right? There was a time, even the phrase autism, we didn't really know much about it. And now people throw around somewhere on the spectrum as if they're saying, look, it's sunny outside, right? We've come to be very much aware of all of that. And I can look at my own kids and see the way our children interact with other children, and with my daughter, who's got some pretty severe disabilities. In some cases, it's almost an invitation to have kids go, hey, what's the deal with her? Which, frankly, is a great question. That's not a bad question at all, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So what sort of progress have we made?
It's actually pretty great. I have two children, and they know nothing different. Everybody
right.
is a student in their class. They support kids with different abilities as if they were their best friends.
Yep.
And it's interesting thinking back when I was in school and the stigma and the classroom off in the corner where mm-hmm. sometimes you'd see the kids and they were maybe picking up trash in the hallways or something ridiculous like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that anymore. And I'm so grateful for the younger generation who embraces people with differences.
All right, so let's talk to a member of the younger generation who has done more than just embrace children with differences, somebody who is a passionate advocate. And I would dare say, even if Emily were not your sister, you'd still have this passion to help kids that have got some challenges, right, PJ?
Yes, definitely. It's like Stacy said, I mean, it's a very inclusive environment nowadays. A lot of kids who are on the spectrum are being integrated into everyday classrooms with general right. population students. And I know personally, I've tried at school to include them as much as possible. For example, I'm the president of the Champions Together Club at Monacan, which is the general ed students come together with the special ed students, and we participate in sports with them, such as bocce and track and field, and that's through the Special Olympics. So that kind of gives them a sense of inclusion. And then also we do a thing called Lunch Buddies, and we sit with them at lunch and just other things like that, small things like high-fiving or saying hi in the hallway.
Yeah. All right, so this is your first role as president, right?
Right, I mean, yeah.
We've already got plans.
Gotta
I've got bumper
small.
Stickers and, you know, decals, the whole bit. Let's talk a little bit about your personal relationship, right? Your sister, Emily, as we've talked about many times, does these beautiful bracelets, emilysbracelets.com.
Right.
And you should go there and get them, by the way, emilysbracelets.com. Tell me about how Emily's challenges have impacted you.
So seeing Emily's challenges has definitely driven me to kind of see everybody's challenges and accept everybody for who they are. You know, you never know what anybody's going through.
Yeah.
They could be in a bad mood, and instead of judging them and being like, oh, they're a horrible person, you think, well, maybe they've got something going on at home or anything like that. And that has not only helped me in the special education department at school, but also everywhere I go.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you talk about how you walk Emily into school in the morning, and you talk about other interactions, because you and I have become Facebook friends. and what I really, it touches my heart to see the photos that you post where you're with any number of people.
Right.
Emily's included where appropriate. And where it's just the guys, it's just the guys.
Right.
I mean, and it's just a wonderful thing to see. And Stacy, let me ask you, because we talk about PJ's story. I look at my sons, and frankly, my sons look at my daughter as their sister, which means most of the time it's okay. And some of the time, she's a pain, like any other sister
exactly.
would be. That's not a bad thing either, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. Normalcy is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching PJ and his sister, she can get mad at him.
Right.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she should. I mean, he's, you know, he's a troublemaker.
Awesome
over here.
To
yeah.
see kind of the banter back and forth. And that's just normalcy in a family.
Yeah.
And so when you see those kind of developmentally appropriate behaviors, you kind of cherish them and, yeah. and celebrate them.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about the awareness part of it, because we're all aware now. We're talking about acceptance. We're talking about just having people participate in life on a regular basis. Resources for people who want to learn more?
Sure. So I work at the VCU Autism Center for Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
The website is vcuautismcenter.org. And we provide free online trainings for a variety of people. So
wow.
professionals, parents, self-advocates, there's webcasts, there's fact sheets, there's how-tos. It's endless.
Yeah.
And it's all free.
Okay.
So that's a really big wealth of information. The Autism Society of Central Virginia, they are a great resource for families. And through that organization, we provide support groups, sibling groups, great opportunities for members to go out into the community, go to squirrels games, go to a pumpkin patch
yeah.
as a family and enjoy the things that typically developing families enjoy, along with, you know, neighborhood peers. And that's just wonderful.
So tell me how you deal with parents who are becoming aware, gosh, my child is not doing what these other kids are doing.
I think the first thing I try to instill in parents is, you've been given a gift, and you have a beautiful child, and whatever the path is, we're here to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal for every human being is independence and high quality of life.
Right.
And so however I can help them get to that point is what I try to do.
See, I love the idea you talk about a gift, because for those of us who are parents of special needs kids, the first struggle you go through, the first discussion you have is, what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Why me? Why her? Why him? How do we get through this? Can you fix this? There's got to be some sort of magic cure. And then oftentimes you have family and friends, at least in our case, we had people say, not to worry. Julia's developing. She's doing it on her own schedule. Nice to hear, but you know that's not true. And then we had the situation where my oldest guy was your classic overachiever. He was supposed to do something in a year. He did it in 8 months. Julia gets to a year and she's not doing it. So you have people who are trying to be friendly and supportive and you go, appreciate it, but that's not really the case. And then you have to come to terms with this and say, okay, very different path, not what we expected, but in this day and age, when people say to me, when I tell them, oh, you know, my daughter has some pretty severe disabilities, it comes up in conversation, people say, oh, I'm so sorry. And I thought, no, that's okay. She's my princess. And I know for me, anyway, I don't know about other parents, for me, she's made me a better human being, a better man. And she, without ever saying a word, has touched more people than I have in 20 years of yakking into a microphone. So it is a gift. It's a challenge, but it's a gift. It's
you know,
a gift.
The universe works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
And I think you're given what you can handle,
yeah.
And people are brought into your life for a variety of reasons. And getting to know PJ and his family has been a gift as well.
Absolutely. All right, PJ, now here's your opportunity because we've talked about you. We've bragged on you a little bit. We've talked a little bit about Emily. Let's talk about emilysbracelets.com. Now, I have my Red Sox bracelet because it's baseball season. Obviously, the Patriots.
Yep.
Bracelet worked wonders for us. But here we are. It's Autism Awareness Month. Surprise me and tell me that Emily does not have a special bracelet for this month.
Of course she does. She's got the $2 Autism Awareness Bracelet in the Autism Awareness colors, which is blue, red, and yellow.
Okay.
And once again, they're only $2, and it's emilysbracelets.com. You can get it today.
And talk a little bit about how Emily not only has this wonderful business, and let's face it, not all of us are entrepreneurs, but your sister is just hitting it out of the park on this, but she also donates some of the proceeds too?
Right. So 25 cents of each bracelet sold is donated back to the Special Olympics as sort of a thank you for all they do for all their athletes and what they've done for Emily.
Okay. And you volunteered with Special Olympics as well?
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's funny when we talk about Special Olympics, and I've talked about how my daughter can, she does Special Olympics soccer, but Julia's not really aware of the soccer ball or what have you. It's sort of a walk,
right?
Mm-hmm. But for her team, the Rovers, they wear navy blue.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, well, teenagers that are helping them wear light blue. And it is amazing. And it will, again, it's just, it warms your heart when you look out and you see this sea of navy blue and these dots, I'm sorry, of light blue, the sea of light blue and these dots of navy blue. And it's 16, 17-year-old young men and young women that frankly don't have to be there on a Sunday, but choose to. So, great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. One more time, you pitch that website, sir. We've got to sell some bracelets.
Emily'sBracelets.com.
All right. And we're going to take some photos. We'll put them up online because I have my brand new Autism Awareness Bracelet, which I am proudly wearing. And we support Emily'sBracelets.com as much as we can. PJ, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And that's PJ Morrissey 2040.
Yep.
You have launched your presidential campaign already.
Yep.
Dr. Stacy Carr from VCU, not running for any office at any point, but
no,
doing amazing work today, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.